Welcome back to the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. My name is Hajimo, and I'm thrilled to have you join me once again from the bustling streets of New York City. Before we plunge into the fascinating world of cybercrime scenes, let me share a snippet of my life here in the Big Apple. Just yesterday evening, as the sunset painted the skyline in hues of orange and pink, I found myself strolling through Central Park. The city, with its never-ending energy, seemed to take a brief pause, allowing for a moment of reflection. Later, as the night came alive, I wandered into a quaint little jazz bar in Greenwich Village, the kind of place where the magic of music bridges the gap between strangers. It's in these moments, amid the hum of the city and the melody of life, that I find the inspiration for our conversations about the digital world that invisibly intertwines with our daily lives. Today's episode is titled Beyond the Physical, Navigating the Cybercrime Scene. We're diving deep into the virtual alleys where digital crime scenes lay hidden, unraveling the tapestry of cybercrimes and the meticulous process of digital forensics. When most of us think of a crime scene, we conjure images of yellow tape, forensic experts in gloves, collecting physical evidence, fingerprints, fibers, and more. But in the realm of cybercrime, the scene of the crime is far less tangible, yet equally, if not more, complex. Here, crimes happen in a world that's powered not by atoms, but by bits and bytes. Take, for instance, the infamous Target breach of 2013, a stark reminder of how cybercrimes can affect millions. Hackers infiltrated Target systems and stole the credit card information of over 40 million customers. The digital evidence didn't come in the form of fingerprints, but as lines of malicious code and unusual network activity. Digital forensic experts had to comb through vast amounts of data looking for anomalies, understanding the hackers' movements through the digital shadows they left behind. Securing digital evidence presents unique challenges. Unlike physical evidence, digital data can be easily altered, deleted, or encrypted, making the task of preservation crucial. Experts use specialized software to create exact bit-for-bit copies of hard drives, known as forensic imaging, ensuring that the original data remains untouched and the integrity of the evidence is maintained, but capturing the evidence is just the beginning. Ensuring that it stands up in court is another battlefield. Digital forensic analysts must meticulously document every step of their investigation, maintaining a chain of custody that proves the evidence has not been tampered with. It's a digital dance, one that requires precision, expertise, and an unwavering commitment to detail. Furthermore, the legal landscape of digital forensics is continually evolving. As technology advances, so do the methods used by cybercriminals, prompting a perpetual game of catch-up. Laws and regulations around digital privacy and evidence are being updated, challenging forensic experts to stay ahead of the curve, ensuring that their methodologies remain legally sound. As we navigate through the intricacies of cybercrime scenes, it's clear that the role of digital forensic experts is monumental. They are the unsung heroes, the guardians of the digital realm, tirelessly working behind the scenes to piece together the puzzles left behind in the wake of cybercrime, safeguarding not just data, but the very fabric of our digital society. And with that, we close today's chapter on our exploration of the cybercrime scene. I hope it's provided you with a glimpse into the complex, shadowy world of digital forensics, highlighting the critical role it plays in our modern society. May the universe bless and guide you on your cybersecurity journey. My name is Hajimo, and you've been listening to the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. Stay curious, stay vigilant, and most importantly, stay safe. Until next time, my friends.